Are you on the hunt for that Lucid Dick Dell 1963 spring reverb drip surf sound? Well, maybe you're looking at guitar pedals. I'm going to show you some things that I've put together that I've personally tried. This was recorded in August of 2015. This is a clip of my Wampler Faux Spring Reverb running in line with my Ego Compressor and Paisley Drive into a Fender Mustang 1 amplifier. So I thought that from there, it'd be kind of cool if we take this and we run it into an interface. And this was a previous recording that I also did around the same time as I made the amplifier recording, so it would have been ran into my Personas audio box. We will first hear from the Wampler Faux Spring in an interface, and then we will compare it to the plugin that is found in GarageBand 5. It is the Country Effect in GarageBand 5 under the guitar track, and we'll see which one stacks up to create a more convincing spring sound. So which one sounds more convincing to you? For me, I like the plugin just a good bit better. And I actually just came across a pedal. I shouldn't say I just came across it. I came across a pedal in late 2016 called the Boss FRV1, which sounds as if it can come very close, if not the exact nailing, exact representation of this GarageBand plugin, and on top of that, it also nails the Fender 1963 Fender standalone reverb units. And although I'm not impressed by name or anything of that sort, it is kind of cool to see Dick Dale using it live in his concerts these days. I just saw something from Dick Dale. He said there's pretty much no difference between this and the actual outboard spring reverb tank, except for the fact that you are not lugging hundreds of pounds worth of gear to each and every show. So, maybe you have thoughts on the Boss FRV1, maybe you have thoughts on this GarageBand plugin. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you.